to go to Lower River, Upper River, Lake Ontario, or Lake Erie from right here. It's all within 25 minutes.
Yeah, when we first heard about this, I personally just didn't realize how close to, you know, say Erie or even Ontario we were for that matter. So while we're fishing the river, you're also fishing at least Lake Ontario, but most of the time or half the time probably anyway too.
Yeah, and then like I said, the biggest thing is you have that ability to switch off. You know, you're in one area, maybe the fishing's not as good or the weather's not conducive to where you want to be. You can go to another area and it can be, you know, on fire in perfect conditions. It's really an asset that we have here, being able to travel and also species. If you want to come down and catch salmon, you're not going to go to Lake Erie, but Lake Erie is home to, you know, probably the world-class walleye fishery, you know,
right.
And also bass fishing. So it's really cool that the accessible waterways that we have here.
What about like families that come out? Do people come out and bring their kids, bring their wives, bring the whole family out?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are in Niagara Falls, pretty much. So Niagara Falls is one of the iconic places. It's a bucket list place. People want to go there, and they do plan family trips here. There's a lot of different things to do, from the Whirlpool jet boat to history. We have Old Fort Niagara. We have a lot of wineries, breweries, things like that. It's just not the fishing, and I think that's one thing that sells the area, is just being able to do more than just spending that 6 or 7 hours on the water. There's things to do afterwards.
Yeah, I think I like to joke, you come out here for the lake trout and the steelhead and the salmon, and then you stay for Niagara Falls.
We'll take it either way. They're coming for Niagara Falls and fishing, or they're fishing and going to Niagara Falls. But I mean, it's a bucket list trip any way you look at it.
All right, so we got to wrap up the show here in just a second, but let's just talk about your history here. You've been fishing this river for a long time, haven't you?
Wait, you calling me old? Yeah, I've been guiding
for... Experienced.
I like better. I've been guiding for about 33 years on the river, and one thing that I'll say is the river has afforded me to be a guide full-time for that 33 years, because we really have a 12-month-a-year fishery. There's not a lot of other places that have open water year-round and give you access to so many different species. So whatever people want to target, you know, we're able to do it, and I think that that's what has enabled me to do it full-time for so long. It's, you know, pick and choose what you want to fish for, when you want to fish for them, and it's usually good. So our biggest thing, you know, that I've learned over the years is getting people here for the first time, you know, and then they come back. So it's been easy for me to build my business. The Niagara River has a tendency to make a lot of fishermen look good, and, you know, it's done it to me over the years, you know, and days you didn't think you should be catching them, and you're catching them.
All right, Frank Campbell, thanks a lot. Thanks for having us out again. I appreciate it. Sporting Journal Radio is a division of Macaba LLC. If you missed any part of the show and want to listen to it again, or maybe hear an extended version of some of these interviews, you can download the podcast. Go to sportingjournalradio.com, or you can watch this show on YouTube or Facebook. Search for Sporting Journal Radio.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The criminal trial brought against former President Donald Trump is moving forward in New York despite repeated attempts by the former president's attorneys to delay.
Trump sought again to halt the trial while he tries to get it moved out of Manhattan, where his lawyer argued too many people are predisposed not to like Trump. An appeals court turned him down, and Judge Juan Merchan said there is nothing else to clarify, there is nothing else to argue. We are going to have opening statements on Monday.
ABC's Aaron Katursky, a man who set himself on fire outside of the trial on Friday, died of his injuries overnight in a New York hospital. The House is set to vote on a series of bills for foreign aid put forward by House Speaker Mike Johnson. Despite pushback from far-right Republicans, Johnson had to rely on votes from Democrats to advance the bills, which sent aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. Also tucked into one of those bills, a measure that would ban TikTok unless it's divested from its Chinese owners. This is ABC News. A man who set himself on fire just feet away from the courthouse where Donald Trump is on trial for making alleged hush money payments died in a New York hospital overnight. ABC Sifan Kim has more.
It was a horrifying spectacle in Lower Manhattan, with officers converging on the park from every direction. One tried to smother the flames, another used a fire extinguisher. Police identified the man as 37-year-old Max Azzarello from St. Augustine, Florida. UNC Chapel Hill confirming he earned a BA in public policy and anthropology in 2009. Witnesses say he had been seen in the park for several days this week.
The terrifying scene happening just after a full jury was impaneled in the Trump trial in New York. Opening statements Monday, but ABC's Aaron Katursky says the first witnesses for prosecutors, well, that's a mystery.
Prosecutors refused to reveal the name, fearing if they do, Trump would only go on the attack. And the judge said, under the circumstances, that's understandable. He said there's nothing else to clarify, nothing else to argue. The judge was plain, opening arguments starting Monday.
I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Federal incentives are helping pay for new renewable energy projects in Wisconsin. Here's Mike Moan with more.
Stane County is no stranger to embracing clean energy, but federal aid from policies like the Inflation Reduction Act and bipartisan infrastructure law spurring more activity. County Executive Joe Parisi says there have been past government credits for things like solar installations, but he adds the latest approach is more expansive.
Everybody, a business, a nonprofit, a church, a temple, even a government and a local government gets 30% back on renewable energy projects.
For example, a local construction company put solar arrays on several of its facilities. He says the new credits speed up the pace of reimbursements, creating more energy savings in the near future. Federal officials say demand has been strong for programs offering the aid, but Parisi says one challenge is creating broader awareness so that under-resourced areas can apply. Beyond clean energy, Parisi says the federal government's push for more made-in-America manufacturing creates opportunities for local plants and regional economies.
There's money available to help retooling to manufacture, and then there's a stronger market for those components now because they are made in America.
National polling shows Americans are greatly concerned about things like inflation, but Parisi says these long-term investments stand to help reduce operating expenses for government agencies and businesses, hopefully keeping local taxes in check while providing savings for consumers. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
In need of help with your business planning or finding entrepreneurial resources for your business? Free resources are available through the AADC office in Butternut. The office is open the second Monday of every month from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call the Butternut Village Hall with any questions at 715-769-3113. That is 715-769-3113.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Brewers win in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. The Brewers in a weekend series against the Cardinals. Milwaukee with a 2-1 win last night, thanks to the game-winning RBI in the 10th by William Contreras. NBA, the Bucks held practice, getting ready for Sunday night's game one against the Pacers in Milwaukee. Damian Lillard, dealing with some injuries, asked when will he return to practice?
I went today. Today was my first day doing live stuff. I was battling a few nagging things leading up to that last week, and we got the two wins that we really needed to get. And then going on that last road trip, I knew I wasn't going to play the OKC game. Then the Orlando game was like, we don't know how everything else is going to go, so, let's give it a go. And then halfway through that game, we see Cleveland lost. Second quarter of that game, I kind of aggravated my Achilles. So after that, it was just like, we got a week to get right, to get ready, and that was kind of the focus.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs near 46 degrees, gradually becoming mostly sunny. It will be a bit breezy. Clear skies tonight, we drop to 28. Sunshine and a high of 55 for your Sunday. For Monday, chance of rain, breezy, and a high near 60. Right now, it's 28.
Stay tuned, polka fans, and turn up your radio. For the next 2 hours, FM 98.3 WCQM brings you the best variety of polka music on It's Polka Time with your host, Craig Ebel.
Hey, does everyone know what time it is?
No, what time is it?
It's time to polka!
Your radio, because it's polka time. Hello, everyone. This is your host, Craig Ebel, inviting you to get set for the biggest and best variety of polka entertainment on It's Polka Time. It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel is being brought to you in part by Cy Funnenstein Music Service and SizeMusic.com, your destination for polka and old-time music. Off we go again. It's another edition of It's Polka Time. Hi, polka music fans. Craig Ebel here, settling in once again, spinning you the best, biggest, and widest variety of polka music on It's Polka Time.
I love to do the art of the polka polka. It makes me feel so light and gay. I learned to
Safari with me.
If you're out there in cyberspace surfing the internet, catch a wave on www.itspolkatime.com. Itspolkatime.com is a fun and free site on the World Wide Web. It features galleries of pictures to download, information on polka organizations and publications, and links to some of the hottest polka websites on the internet. Happy surfing from Itspolkatime.com.
Polka fans, this is John Gouda from the Gouda Orchestra from Canada, Toronto, Ontario. As a matter of fact, reminding you that you are listening to the finest in the polka entertainment on It's Polka Time with your host, Craig Ebel.
Hear the best and the biggest variety of polka music every time you tune in to It's Polka Time.
Loveland, Colorado, none other than the Dick Zavotny Band, doing for you the Redhead Polka. Before that, we were in Toronto, Canada, with John Goodall and Goodale, and a tune called Bart's Polka. And kicking off our show today, Grant Cazera from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Eric Nolcapper from Cleveland, Ohio, a selection from their CD recording Yankovic Classics, and the leadoff tune called Acapulco Polka. That's for you on It's Polka Time. Hello, everyone. Welcome to your radio, and welcome to another edition of It's Polka Time. I'm your host, Craig Ebel, settling in once again, spinning you guaranteed the biggest, best, and widest variety of polka music right now on It's Polka Time, exclusively to the listeners of It's Polka Time.
You and me, baby, you and me. Take a chance on love and dance with me.
The final CD recording by the international Main Street Polka Band, Polka's Hot. Polka's Hot features a whopping 28 selections performed by the international Main Street Polka Band. Available only on CD, Polka's Hot features 28 selections, including Yazpopoidem Nagorensko, Corby's Polka, the Duluth Polka, Rosemary's Polka, Play Ball, and the La-Di-Da.
Everybody do the La-Di-Da.
Polka favorites like Yasomaiko, You and Me, Dupont Polka, Yodel Down the Mountain, Bridgeport Polka, Ting-a-Ling Polka, Pocatello Polka, and Mom and Pop's Polka. Beautiful waltz selections, including Setting Sun, Life Goes On, Children's Wishes, Summer Night Waltz, The Wedding Waltz, and The Susie Waltz.
Every dream belongs to Susie.
28 songs recorded by the International Main Street Polka Band on their final CD, Polka's Hot. There's a limited number of these CDs available, so order yours today. Send $18 check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. Your $18 includes shipping and handling. Send a check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. A limited number of CDs remain, so order your copy of Polka's Hot by the International Main Street Polka Band. Send $18 check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. Your $18 includes shipping and handling. Send a check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432.
You're listening to Craig Ebel and It's Polka Time.
Indulge in scrumptious ice cream while browsing at their one-stop gift shop, Decor to Adore, on Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where every visit promises delightful discoveries.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. It was a wimpy winter, Pete, but still those potholes and stuff may have banged that car around a little bit. You guys got some good promotions to get that car tuned up, right?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we didn't get enough snow to fill those potholes, yeah. But we got some great discounts right now. Anything, any service in your car, if it's over $100, you get 15% off. Make sure you call and get that coupon.
All right. As people know, just something as basic as an oil change has gotten kind of pricey. But you guys, $39.95 oil change every day, right?
You can't be. We're the lowest. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change. Plus, you get a 60-point inspection just to make sure if there's anything wrong with your car, we'll make sure we diagnose it and let you know about it.
All right. Get your car in. Get it ready for summertime. Pete, they can give you a call and set that appointment, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Wheelway is just a few miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs near 46 degrees, gradually becoming mostly sunny. It will be a bit breezy. Clear skies tonight, we drop to 28. Sunshine and a high of 55 for your Sunday. For Monday, chance of rain, breezy, and a high near 60. Right now, it's 28.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel is heard on great radio stations all over the United States, including the voice of the Tri-States AM 1370 KDTH in Dubuque, Iowa, 840 Rural Radio KTIC in West Point, Nebraska, and Classic Music FM 95.5 and AM 1350 KCHK in New Prague, Minnesota. Be sure to take the time and thank the stations and their sponsors for bringing you It's Polka Time.
Stadahar, along with the Harry Faint Review on a tune George wrote, very popular, called Mozart's Polka, on It's Polka Time.
She drags me all over the floor. By the end of the evening, we can't find the door. I do in the Milwaukee Wall. Around and around and around we go. Over the floor, up and down we go. Around and around and around we go. I do in the Milwaukee Wall.
From North Dakota, and taken from an old LP recording, music of Albert Mikisch and his orchestra, with the Milwaukee Waltz on its Polka Time. This Memorial Weekend, travel to Ennis, Texas for the 57th Annual National Polka Festival, presented by Corona Premier, May 24th through the 26th. 15 polka bands performing in three locations, including Alex Meixner, Czech and Then Some, Jody Mikula Orchestra, Czech Melody Masters, the Dojka Brothers, Elpen Musikanten, Fabulous Six, Ennis Czech Boys, Texas Soundcheck, the Czechaholics, Banyeks of West, the Moravians, the Praha Brothers, direct from the Czech Republic, Pardubiska Muzika, and Grammy Award-winning Brave Combo. Enter the King and Queen Contest or the Kolache Eating Contest. Enjoy arts and crafts, children's activities, a polka mass, and a huge parade on Saturday. Let the folks in Ennis, Texas show you a whirl of a time during the 57th Annual National Polka Festival, presented by Corona Premier, May 24th through the 26th. For ticket information and a listing of area lodging, phone 972-878-2625. That's 972-878-2625. Or visit nationalpolkafestival.com.
Don't touch that dial. There's more of It's Polka Time after this.
After listening to It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel over WCQM, stop by our sponsor, Jack's Corner Bar, for their Saturday special of pork roast with sauerkraut and dumplings.
Okay, let's see. Looking for a little entertainment here. www.pcmtime.com. www.peterandpaultime.com. www.polkafamilytime.com. www.polkadelicstime.com. www.polkatownsoundtime.com. I got it. www.itspokatime.com. www.itspokatime.com keeps you informed on where you can hear the show, galleries of pictures to download, and a large collection of polka links for you to enjoy. Log on today and join the fun. www.itspokatime.com.
I want to hear some polka push.
Her dress a flaming red.
From Canada. That's Anya Pivovarchuk from her recording Life's Too Short, Thank God for Polkas, and a song called Senor, You Are So Fine. That's for you on It's Polka Time. Hello, everyone. Welcome to your radio. Welcome to another edition of It's Polka Time. I'm your host, Craig Ebel, settling in once again, spinning you guaranteed the biggest, best, and widest variety of polka music right now on It's Polka Time. Once again, we're going to take a healthy listen to all these new recordings we've been receiving into the studios of It's Polka Time, including the Vilidal Trio from Fremont, Nebraska. The title of their new CD is called Keeping It Going. Here's the old favorite, the Prague Polka, or the Praha Polka, brand new to It's Polka Time.
Of It's Polka Time, and if you would like to make requests or dedications, please send them in on a postcard or letter to It's Polka Time, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. That's It's Polka Time, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. Be sure to include the call letters of the radio station you're listening to. And if you're out there cruising cyberspace, you can also email requests and dedications by sending them to itspolkatime@hotmail.com. Again, be sure to include the call letters of the radio station you're listening to. Our email address for requests and dedications, itspolkatime@hotmail.com.
Well, thanks a lot, Fred the Axeman Axberg. Here's another selection from the new polka band to come out of Buffalo, New York. They're known as Seven, and they've released a CD called Fairway to Seven.
This one features happy Andy Boychuk on the vocal with Be My Girl Polka. Brand new music by Seven on It's Polka Time.
Sad day. Two men matching blue caskets lay side by side as Stuart and his family gave a tearful goodbye to their loving parents. I was doing my radio show as usual, and I dedicated the whole show to his beloved parents. And then, as 2:15 approached, it was time. I faded out the song that was playing and said, "This is especially for Tina and Lou." My radio show then fell silent. And exactly at 2:15, the door to the funeral home opened slowly, and in walked a polka musician with an accordion and began to walk over to Stuart and his family playing the Blue Skirt Waltz. He was quickly followed by another musician who joined in singing a beautiful harmony. After them walked in two more musicians, and then three more, and then 12 more. They brought their concertinas and clarinets, violins and trumpets, or just their voices and their respect, and lined up into the lobby and then out the door. To Stuart's amazement, the whole block outside was filled with musicians that had come from every state around to play Tina and Lou their favorite song one last time. It didn't matter if the musicians knew them or not, they came just the same. It was a beautiful moment when all those musicians, over 100 in all, began the Blue Skirt Waltz, precisely as little Stuart requested at 2:15.
Exclusive back in the fall of 2020. Now it's on the brand new recording by Stephen Kamensky and the Dream Team, Volume 3, Legends and Fables. A song entitled 2:15 on its Polka Time. Patrick Henry, the Polka Party Animal, presents the 2024 Wisconsin Dells Polka Fest and Expo, May 10th through the 12th. A weekend of music, people, and memories surrounded by beautiful Wisconsin Dells views at the lavish Chula Vista Resort. Featuring Mother's Day with Molly B.
Frankie Lischka and Blue Magic. Senor Classics, Live It Up, Live Wire, Twin City Sounds, the IPA Tribute Band, and Michael Costa and the Beat. It's the 2024 Wisconsin Dells Polka Fest and Expo, May 10th through the 12th at the beautiful Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Free admission for kids under 16 with a parent or guardian. Weekend pass, resort packages, and special room rates are available. Go to DellsPolkaFest.com or call 800-659-6811 for more information. The 2024 Wisconsin Dells Polka Fest and Expo, May 10th through the 12th. Call 800-659-6811 for more information or DellsPolkaFest.com. On the internet.
Craig will be right back to play more of your favorite polka music after these commercial messages.
Hey, 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 grab your partner and get those feet moving and enjoy some polkas. Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls bring you the Northwoods Polka Show. It's always a party at Jack's Corner Bar with deep fried chicken served every day of the week. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays, pork and dumpling and a tasty prime rib special on Saturday night. Don't forget about burger and fries Thursdays and breakfast served all day on Sunday at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Sunday, where good times roll.
Is your current career a pain in the glass? Tired of working at a boring job with no excitement or extra cash? Well, listen up. Sierra Pacific is hiring. Sierra Pacific currently has crew member openings for their first, second, and weekend shifts. Take your pick of a four-day, 10-hour shift with possible overtime on Fridays, or work three 12-hour days on their weekend shift. Both come with excellent benefits, and they offer great starting pay. And you can earn a $1,500 hiring bonus your first year. Join the Sierra Pacific team today and start making that extra dough while also helping the world see clearly. Open your window of opportunity and apply in person, or explore careers at Sierra Pacific Windows in either Medford or Merrill online at SPI-IND.com/careers. Sierra Pacific is an equal opportunity employer, including those with a disability and veterans.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs near 46 degrees, gradually becoming mostly sunny. It will be a bit breezy. Clear skies tonight, we drop to 28. Sunshine and a high of 55 for your Sunday. For Monday, chance of rain, breezy, and a high near 60. Right now, it's 28.
Hey, I got a question. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you could just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you don't need to touch to put on, and it's only from Skechers, the comfort technology company. With new Skechers slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. And these are not your standard slip-on shoes. This is the next level slip-in technology, so it's even easier. How do Skechers slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. And it also keeps your feet secure in heavenly comfort, which means they stay on just like a pair of laced-up sneakers, and you can even put them on with your hands full. What are you, rushing out the door with your kids? No problem. Just step in them and go. Look, we all hate bending over and struggling to put on our dirty old germy shoes, but now just get Skechers slip-ins and never touch your shoes again. Find new hands-free Skechers slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
It's Polka Time with Craig Eble is heard on great radio stations all over Wisconsin, including today's favorites and yesterday's classics, 98.3 FM WCQM in Park Falls, Wisconsin, Real Country AM 1430 WRDN in Durand, Wisconsin, and Classic Hits AM 1450 WDLB in Marshfield, Wisconsin. Be sure to take the time and thank the stations and their sponsors for bringing you It's Polka Time.
world-class accordionist Charles Magnanti with Oh Susanna on It's Polka Time. Exclusively to the listeners of It's Polka Time.
It happened, it happened, it happened in my heart.
The final CD recording by the International Main Street Polka Band, Polka's Hot.